And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
The next couple leaving right now is Vanilla Ice and Whitney.
You had one job. You had one job, Vanilla Ice. Stay on the damn show.
We had a little Dancing with the Stars draft here on our show. Each of us chose a contestant. When that contestant got kicked off the show, we decided the punishment would be that they have to recreate that dance here on video. And I believe one Mr. Brian Truda had chosen Vanilla Ice.
I text the girls last night, Shaylee and Jen. I said, I hate the drafts. I hate all of these bets. I hate Fridays. Never coming in again. I'm never opening my mouth. I'm never doing anything. I'm done.
That was on top of yesterday. We all went out to lunch and we were just torturing you with your face, your fears Friday. What was going to be happening? What we were doing? What we were bringing in at 7:30?
I'm so sick of it. It's just awful. This is awful. You're going to drive me to drink.
It'll be fine. Oh, please. Like that didn't start half an hour ago.
Good morning, everybody. It is the Wednesday edition of the show, a brand new show with Jen and Truda. And yes, my man was, I mean, this is out of nowhere, right? This was, you had all the prediction in the world. You thought that Ryan Lochte was going home.
And he was in the bottom, but he somehow made it through. And Babyface, it was a double elimination. Babyface also went home because he had a really bad dance the night before. But I think as they were getting ready to announce it, I thought, who's voting? Because I never account. I always just look at the judges' scores. I don't think about the fact that people have to call in and vote, and that counts too. And I'm thinking, who is calling and voting for Vanilla Ice? 45-year-old women are not calling in and taking. I just don't see it.
Why?
Happening.
Do they not love the Ice baby? I mean, come on.
Who has time? Who has time to sit and call? Wow. I just don't.
You can text now, can't you?
Yeah,
you can use the internet.
But right before it was happening, I was immediately flashed, who is voting for Vanilla Ice? And apparently no one, because you're out.
Yeah. I just watched that last night. And
no! That
was pretty much my reaction.
So now you either have to find a partner or just recreate it on your own.
What dance did he do that was so, like, what do I need to do?
I'll have to go through and watch it. Was it? I don't remember if he did. It was a big kind of clowny dance. It was a clown theme because he had real big arm movements. There you go. We can scare Shaylee at the same time.
She's going to love this. It'll be great.
Yeah. It's probably actually out of all the dances you'd have to recreate, probably one of the better ones.
Okay. Well, I'll check it out. I'll watch the video and later on maybe Facebook Live will do something with the dance, I guess. Golly. We get the show started at 6:09 with 10 items or less as always.
Then right after Dancing with the Stars last night, vice presidential nominees Tim Kaine and Mike Pence got to busy attacking each other's running mates.
Right.
In last night's vice presidential debate, I brought out the big pumpkins now. Democratic nominee Tim Kaine said GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump always puts himself first and that he couldn't imagine how Pence could defend him. Pence insisted that Trump has built a successful business employing tens of thousands of people and said Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton is campaigning on what he called an avalanche of insults. All I know is that I tried to watch twice, and it was such a cluster of people talking over each other, including the moderator,
yelling
at them, that I couldn't watch. I don't know what anybody said.
The moderator had no control whatsoever. Excuse me, Governor, excuse me, Senator, excuse me.
Candidates.
It's 2 minutes.
She was real pretty, though. Didn't hear a thing they said, because everybody was just talking. So
these things always just make me mad.
And then
I had a friend of mine on Twitter, Bill. He said, I'm working out right now while watching the debate, because it just makes me mad and wants to make me run faster. That's what it's good for.
We watched this instead, the American League wildcard game in Toronto. It did get briefly interrupted when a fan threw a drink at an Orioles outfielder in the seventh inning. It happened just as a player was running to the warning track to catch a fly ball. Just before he made the catch, what appeared to be a can of beer sailed from the stands and landed just a few feet away. Police were soon seen patrolling the left field area. It's unclear if the offending fan ended up getting ejected from the ballpark. Of course, last year, Blue Jays fans littered the entire field with cans, cups, and bottles after a controversial call in Game 5 of their AL Division Series with the Rangers. Blue Jays ended up as the American League wildcard winners, a 3-run homer in the bottom of the 11th. Game the Blue Jays a 5-2 win over the Orioles.
Pretty amazing.
Single elimination game.
Baseball gets started in a big way.
Yep.
That was awesome.
Ben Stiller revealed to Howard Stern yesterday that he was diagnosed with prostate cancer and ultimately beat the disease. He said, "I feel like the test saved my life," noting that his doctor encouraged him to take the test at 48 years old. He said, "It came out of the blue for me. I had no idea. It stops everything in your life." And he said, "The first thing I did when I got diagnosed was get on the internet and try to learn. I saw that Robert De Niro had had it, so I called him right away." Says it's the second most deadly cancer, but it's also one of the most curable. Stiller, who's now 50 years old, ultimately underwent surgery and has now been cancer-free for 2 years.
How much are we talking about this right now in October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month? But right. My gosh, it's really an awareness of all the cancers and the screening, the early detection, so important.
Yeah, I just got my first mammogram, and I'm telling you, I felt so good after. Like, oh, I finally did that. Yes.
Now I'm a couple of years away from the first prostate exam. Is
Don't
that
wait.
Right?
Don't wait. Ben Stiller would tell you not to wait because they had told him 50 was when he needed to. His
doctor right?
told him to do it at 48.
Yeah.
And so he did, and he's now.
Using the whole fist, Doc?
Yeah, it's, just do it.
So, I mean, I've already had my, like, heart scan, so okay. I did that last year.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying I should probably just go in now
yes,
and do that.
Yes, why would you wait?
Why wait till 50? Is that what they said?
That's what he said for the, and I don't know if
what
that's
his doctor
specific
told him?
To
seems
prostate
awfully
cancer.
Late, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
I mean, I thought 40 would be right about that age.
Just do it now. Feel
okay.
better about it all.
Yeah, there you go.
And hey, Americans are expected to spend more this year during the holiday shopping season. The National Retail Federation forecasts that 2016 holiday sales for November and December will rise 3.6% to $655 billion, which is much better than the 3% growth seen a year ago.
Oh, man.
Let's shop.
It's already begun, right?
Yes.
In the meantime, we haven't been through Halloween yet.
I have a ginormous pumpkin.
I know. It's crazy.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We were talking off the air this morning, and today is the actual National Coffee Day. We had brand new from the roastery in yesterday, talking about the Gilmore Girls deal.
Right. It's the coffee deal for them. They've turned the roastery into Luke's Diner from Gilmore Girls today.
Right.
And it just started actually 10 minutes ago.
At cool.
7, from 7 to noon, the first 150 people would get free coffee in a Luke's Diner cup, and they're wearing
right.
Luke's Diner aprons and all that cool stuff. But so when I came in this morning, I was talking to the security guy downstairs about coffee, because we were talking about people that have to work overnight shifts and you drink a lot of coffee and
right.
stuff. And he goes, "Oh, have you ever tried butter coffee?"
I'm well, sorry, well, what? Well,
exactly huh? what I said, because I'm a girl who can drink anything from pitch black coffee to a fancy latte and anything in between. I have never heard of butter coffee. And he said, "Have you tried this?" No, you take really good ground coffee, you just make yourself a good cup of coffee. You take a pat of the good butter. Don't get the cheap stuff. And you drop.
What is good butter, by the way?
Oh, there's expensive butter. Have you never bought the good expensive kind?
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is anything beyond Shed Spread, Land O'Lakes.
Yes. There's, well, Land O'Lakes,
Blue
I think, is really good.
Bonnet.
That's what I get because it's 99 cents.
Yeah.
The point is, he says you take
what
a pat
good butter?
Of butter and you put it on top and let it melt in. And he said he learned this in the service. Apparently, they used to do this.
Hmm.
And he said it's incredible and it's amazing. And I want to try this. You nearly vomited when
that
I.
That is the most disgusting way to describe that act.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, coffee's already dirty water, but will the butter make it better?
That's what
I'm
he says. It's incredible.
I'm almost to try it just to see if it.
I mean, it's like cream.
Jazzes it up. A
we
little.
Put cream in our coffee, all sorts of fake preservatives and vanilla and caramel stuff in there. The butter's got to be good.
Would you like my sitting out milk?
No. 576-7102. I do want to hear from people, whether it's butter coffee or if you have something else, a strange food thing. Like, I don't know if it's weird that I let my cereal get soggy. I purposely will pour
that,
a bowl of cereal.
That always gets me about you, yes.
And then I put it in the refrigerator for about, depending on the cereal, 5 to 10 minutes to get soggy, and then it's so good.
See, I can't wait that long. I pour cereal, and I'm like, I want you in my mouth.
And then I put Peeps in the freezer. Peeps
what?
Are only good when
okay,
they're stale
or frozen.
First
off, anybody who's
frozen.
Eating Peeps in the first place should just leave.
At the age of 41.
It's the worst. The worst.
They have to be hard. You put them in the freezer or you let them get stale.
But here's looking at you, people who eat mayonnaise on everything. Okay, that would be me.
Okay.
First off, mayonnaise or ranch is an acceptable
yes.
condiment for pretty much anything.
Oh, I would eat. I could tear up some
from
French fries dipped in ranch.
Hot dogs to tacos.
Mm-hmm.
It goes well on everything.
Oh.
Weird food combinations that you put together.
My dad's a ketchup guy. He would dip like Lay's potato chips in ketchup. He would put ketchup on his eggs. Anything and
yeah,
everything.
Ketchup on eggs is good.
Would have
yep.
ketchup. Ugh. Uh-uh.
Yep. And so you having lived in Chicago, you have this anti-ketchup thing, right?
Yeah. Well, you can't put it on a hot dog there. You'll get shot.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Looking for your weird food combinations at 576-7102. Jen wants to put butter in her coffee.
Security guard downstairs this morning told me it's amazing, you have to try it. A little pat of good butter.
You're about to make coffee over here. You going to put butter in it?
If we had some good butter, I would.
Okay, well, we'll wrestle up out of the kitchen down there. You think that's probably pretty good?
The good smelling butter
that's
been in for 3 years.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Line one, good morning, The Show.
Weird food combination, Wendy's french fries and a Frosty.
Thank you. What did I tell you off the air?
Yeah, Truda was talking about that a few minutes ago, said that he used to do that all the time.
Or chocolate syrup, either one.
Yeah, although, let me ask you this, bud. If until Wendy's changed their fries about 5 years ago, and then it kind of, I don't know what they did to them, but before, the fries before, those were great with Frosties.
I'm a fat kid either way.
Yeah? So you're, you don't mind it, okay?
All right. All right, no, I don't mind it.
Yeah. All right, well, hey, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Hey, The Show, Weird Food Combo. Good morning.
Hi. On your coffee with the butter?
Yeah.
That's called Bulletproof Coffee.
Oh, okay.
It has a name. And then I don't like coffee, so I use peppermint tea and oolong tea and put MCT oil, which is a good butter oil, put in. So, and people think that's kind of crazy. So,
well, I just had someone text me and say that she puts coconut oil in there.
Right, which is MCT oil, same thing. Okay. One's solid, one's not, and whatever. But if you use a real butter in your coffee, it's called Bulletproof.
This is good to know.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
We might try this later on today.
There you go.
Hey, The Show, good morning. Weird food combo?
Well, I really like coleslaw with sliced bananas and crunchy peanut butter in it.
Wait a minute. Wait, what? Say this combination again.
Coleslaw is the starting point.
Yeah.
Coleslaw with slices of bananas and crunchy peanut butter.
Huh. What? Is it a textural thing?
I don't know. My grandma has always made it for my grandpa, and so it's kind of like, you know, comfort food, I guess.
So you mix, like, North Carolina barbecue with an Elvis sandwich. This is kind of weird.
I don't know. I don't know why she started doing it, but I like it.
That's definitely a good weird food combo.
All right. Well, enjoy. Maybe somebody out there will try it and think it's great, too.
Yeah.
Maybe. I've never tried it when I've offered it to him.
No takers yet.
No thanks. We'll politely decline. But all right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
News today about the Kim Kardashian event in Paris has Jen jumping up and down because she thinks it was all a conspiracy.
Well, so the latest is that Paris police are reportedly concerned that Kardashian's terrifying $10 million heist earlier this week may have been an inside job. And I told you from the get-go, something did not seem right to me. It all just seemed a little too convenient. It all just worked out a little too nicely. I don't know. To me, something wasn't quite right about this.
Okay.
There's a celebrity security guard from Kansas City who works with everybody from Miley Cyrus, Brad and Angie, Prince, Kim Kardashian. And so we've got him on the phone this morning to find out a little more information about this. Anthony Burnside. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, you have worked with a lot of high-profile people, and I assume that you're very well-versed in security protocol.
I know a little bit, but yeah, definitely.
And so this situation with Kim Kardashian, they say she was in an apartment, her sisters had gone out, and her security guard was with them at the time. Does it seem unusual that she would have no one with her?
According to protocol, that is very, very unusual. That would never happen. There's a cardinal rule we have. You never leave your client unattended, ever, under any circumstances. You don't do that unless you're properly released. Now, I know her guy, Pascal, and I don't know what procedures he had in place.
Right.
But I can tell you procedurally that you would never leave your client alone, especially when you're dealing with a high-profile person such as Kim Kardashian. and there's $10 million of worth of jewelry
right.
Laying around.
So to play devil's advocate, though, so then, but if he was requested to go with the sisters, to go with them, then maybe he was following that. Like, hey, I'm going to go protect these two.
Wouldn't it seem like when you've got a group setting like that, that there's more than one person that should be their bodyguard?
What seems weird to
exactly.
me. Yeah.
Exactly. That's protocol. Even if I was there and I went out with her sisters, which I wouldn't have done because there would have been a team specifically for them. The reason being is because of what happened the other day. You just can't leave a person unattended.
It's not like she's a D-list celebrity just running around Paris. That's what, to me, doesn't make sense. This isn't somebody who's new at this game.
Exactly. Just looking at what I've looked at, and she needed more security. She needed a team of people up there, round the clock, sleeping in shifts, patrolling, hardening the target. Never leaving her alone.
Obviously, it's broad strokes because you don't want to reveal whom you've worked for, but we just know that it is high profile of high profile for various reasons. Either they're famous sure. or they have some sort of information that they're protecting, what have you. In sure. in a broad stroke manner, can you tell us maybe what the closest you've come to a scary incident has been?
There was an incident we had. Well, it was the night Whitney Houston died. Matter of fact, I was with him and a few others that night. It was at the Clive Davis party. And it was a security nightmare. Now, I wasn't working the event. I had other business at the hotel. But the night she passed away, it was crazy. It was a frenzy. It was almost a nightmare getting everybody to their vehicles because you had people like TMZ sneaking in, trying to take photos.
Yeah.
And they were mixed with a group of well-wishers. You know, there were people who genuinely cared. I think Paul McCartney had came by to lay a wreath. He's a very nice guy. But it was almost a nightmare. And I had taken, I took him, and I think she was with Serena Williams that night, and I was trying to walk them to their car. Now, again, no one knew Whitney was going to die. And when you're dealing with a place like the Beverly Hills Hotel, it is open to the public. So there's not the restrictions you would normally have at an event like that. So we were basically creating protocol on the fly to ensure their safety and the safety of the public also.
Right, because now you're just out in the public place, and you don't know that all of this frenzy is going to happen. And so this becomes, as you say, your worst security nightmare because then all hell breaks loose.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's I think there's a video somewhere of me walking them outside, and then we had to just go back inside because the car couldn't get through the crowd, and you definitely don't want to run people over.
Have you ever just had to whip some ass?
Did you ever just get to take somebody down and do a good old Kansas City whipping?
You know, in my mind, I would love to, because a lot of people deserve it, believe you me.
And by the way, you can also totally deliver the line from Liam Neeson, I have a particular set of skills. I will find you, and I will kill you.
Right, I have a particular set of skills. I have a particular skill set, and we will find you.
Well, I feel like we might need you at some point to protect us here on the show, so we will keep in touch with you, Anthony.
Hey, man, it's been enlightening and incredible. Thank you so much for the conversation. We appreciate it.
Hey, well, thank you guys very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you for thinking.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Because you had a bad day, you take one down, you sing a sad song. Truda, are you having a bad day? Are you having a bad week?
This is about the worst week ever.
So this really kind of started at lunch yesterday when we were torturing you with thoughts of what is happening on Face Your Fears Friday? What are we doing to you?
You have a lot of ideas in your head.
I know, right? That's what I'm afraid of.
Literally to the point of shaking, would not leave us alone in a room together.
Nope.
Followed us throughout the office, followed us to lunch.
I did, right?
Then back.
And followed us back
to
lunch.
Oh, followed you to lunch like I wasn't invited to go to lunch with you
paying,
guys?
By the way.
Yeah, I think I hit up for paying. What? That's crap.
So Face Your Fears Friday will be happening, and you're very nervous about that. And then we have a Dancing with the Stars draft, and your contestant was Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
The next couple leaving right now is Vanilla Ice and Whitney.
Decided a few weeks ago that the punishment when your contestant got kicked off would be right? that you had to recreate the dance that got them voted off, and we would post the video.
Okay.
Have you been practicing?
Well, I don't know what kind of dance I'm supposed to do because I haven't watched it.
It's kind of a clown theme weird dance.
Okay, that's just rude.
Oh, that's right. So, Shaylee,
what do you mean? Oh, that's right. Like, you had no idea.
She's going to be scared just to watch.
Well, I would be too.
He was dressed kind of clownish.
Circus hair.
Does this music actually make you nervous, Shaylee?
Not when I've seen that.
That was super good.
Was that something like it?
Is no, that was like a high knees. I don't know what that was.
It was like a stepping.
That is not going
to
count
steppin'.
As your recreation of
no.
Vanilla Ice.
No,
by the way.
No.
What did he, was it, a, it does it have a name? Is it a paso doble?
I don't.
Paso boble is what that was.
Paso failure is what that was.
Paso dumble.
Vanilla Ice dance.
Does he have a
clown?
Now, do you have the outfit and the hat?
No, of course I don't.
Do you have Whitney's?
Was he dressed up? Well, if I could get Whitney in here.
No,
then
I didn't mean
yeah,
Whitney.
He,
I
he
mean
would
her
dance
outfit.
All day long.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Whatever you want me to do.
I do
well,
love
if you
Whitney.
Did what you just did, I think she would be terrified. That would be her Face Your Fears Friday.
Oh, come on now.
The headline is Vanilla Ice Channel's non-creepy clown to scare up Highest Dancing with the Stars.
What is everything to do with clowns right now? This is so wrong.
So he got his highest score.
Yeah, but still.
And went home.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Trudeau move.
It was a Viennese waltz. Does that help you?
Oh, because I know exactly what that is. Sure.
So it's not the Paso Boble.
Right.
As he called it. Yeah. So figure out how to Viennese waltz.
Okay.
Do exactly what he did.
We have a deadline for this?
Oh, I think he should do it probably by the end of the week. Well, today's Wednesday.
You think so? What?
I feel like we give you 2 days to learn it. And
so on Face Your Fears Friday,
yeah.
I will dance.
I feel like you should.
The Vanilla Ice dance. Can I just do the Carlton instead?
No.
Do you think you can find a partner or are you going to do this solo? I'm talking about the dance.
Thank you for clarifying.
Well, I mean, if there's somebody who can teach me how to waltz and wants to come up in here tomorrow or Friday and do it, then so be it.
We should find a Kansas City dancer.
I'll do that today.
Oh, we
now
should.
Look, you guys are this doesn't bother me because I was on Dancing with the Stars, the KC version.
Yes,
and how'd that go?
Well, I came in second, if you must know.
To last?
he just got real testy.
He did.
Don't be angry.
Is that the line?
But why are you so mean to me?
We all
it's
have
so
to do
easy.
This. If and when our contestants, mine won't ever lose.
Right?
Because you cheated. Hernandez.
Right. But I did the salsa. That was my dance.
We ate
on the
salsa.
Dancing
that sounds
the
same thing.
Right. And I told him that's pretty much all I knew about the salsa beforehand.
Okay. Well,
redo the salsa to the same song that Vanilla Ice used, and we won't notice the difference.
Probably
it'll be
not.
Fine. Just get up and do a Running Man. I don't know. Do what you need to do.
Well, I think that's what it just was.
Then, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Oh,
is that
wow.
That was like the Walking Man.
That was.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Gen X versus Millennial.
We've got Shaylee, the Millennial, in here to play against a contestant up for grabs this morning. Tour of Gymnastics Champions tickets going to be at Sprint Center this Friday.
Danielle is from Leavenworth. Good morning, Danielle.
Hi, good morning.
All right.
What year were you born, Danielle?
77.
Hi, you are a Gen Xer. Perfect. All right, I'm going to ask you some
club.
Questions about the millennial generation, and I'm going to ask Shaylee questions about Gen Xers. And let me just say this. The number one question I get asked right now is, does Shaylee really not know that stuff? And I promise you, I'm telling you, this all comes from conversations we have off the air. She truly did not know the Beastie Boys. She did not know the Cars existed, the band. There's a lot of stuff that happened.
But I can tell you everything about Pitch Perfect and Mean Girls and the Kardashians.
Which is why we love you.
Yes.
So
I've got Chiefs panties on.
Yeah, that too, which is amazing.
We will start with Shaylee this morning.
Uh-oh.
Shaylee, there were three women in the group TLC. Name one of them.
Chili.
Good job.
Whoa,
yes.
Hey.
How about the other ones for bonus points?
I'm just going to go out on a high note and just go with that.
Okay. Also, Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Yes.
Who I believe burned down a house. And
Vontre Rizin, no less.
Yes. And T-Boz was TLC. Well done. A point for you.
Thank you.
Look at that.
Over to Danielle for your millennial question. We're going to play a song for you. This is an audio clip. You need to name either the artist or the title. All right.
Is this the...
Yep.
Okay. I think you're fired up here.
On a Monday, I am waiting to
Tuesday, I am fading, and by Wednesday, I can't sleep.
I remember when she lip-synced it on Saturday Night Live.
Falling, I hear you, and the darkness is a clear view.
Danielle, any idea there?
Oh my gosh.
Artist or title? Shaylee is dying over here.
She is a celebrity sister as well.
And a celebrity husband. Find him.
An ex-boyfriend.
Yep. Shaylee, what's the answer?
It's Ashley Simpson.
Ashley Simpson. Oh. Of course.
Oh.
Pieces of Me.
No.
That was a great album.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I said it.
Do you know her kid's name? I bet you do.
Bronx.
Oh!
Bronx Mowgli.
Yep.
Don't judge me.
I'm not. I think it's good that you know things. Okay. Shaylee, on the TV show Growing Pains, Alan Thicke played Jason Seaver. What was his profession? It was Kirk Cameron's dad. I was so in love with Kirk Cameron. I met his mom at Worlds of Fun. How about that for a random reference? So Kirk Cameron
How did that happen?
He did like a Q&A at Worlds of Fun at their little, you know, when they had you used to have concerts there. I saw Cool and the Gang at Worlds of Fun. But anyway, so was there.
I saw Jan and Dean.
Who's that?
Okay, all right.
And so Kirk Cameron's mom was back there, and I was like, I love your son. Will you sign this picture? And Barbara Cameron, sure enough, signed my picture.
Oh, my God, you're such a creep.
Do you still have that?
Yes. Oh, I'll bring it in.
Okay.
Are you kidding? That's treasure. Okay, so the point is,
Vic is talking about the tax code, that thing that all the candidates want.
He was just on This Is Us, too.
Yeah, that's right, he was.
I know Robin Thicke. Does that help?
I don't know. Does that help you?
That's his son.
Who did Alan Thicke, what was his profession on Growing Pains? I'll give you a hint. His name was Dr. Jason Seaver.
So he was a doctor.
Of? Some sort. What kind of doctor?
Mm-hmm. More specific, please.
Can I use a lifeline?
Danielle, do you know the answer to this?
Wasn't he a shrink?
Yes, he was a psychiatrist.
That's what I said.
I'm going to give Danielle 14 points for that.
Nice.
Over to you for your millennial question. Where would you find Joey Potter, Pacey Witter, and Jen Lindley? Danielle, where would you find Joey Potter, Pacey, and Jen Lindley?
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
It's a TV show title.
This actually hurts me.
Also, where they lived. Joey Potter, Pacey, Jen, nothing. Shaylee, I'm going to give this to you.
Oh, wait.
Yes?
It's Dawson's Creek.
It is Dawson's Creek.
Oh, yes. All right.
Did you watch Dawson's Creek?
Comes through.
I did.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes it takes a second for those names to kick in. It's been a minute.
Comes through at the last minute with Dawson's Creek.
Don't you just want to sit and dangle your feet in some water?
Right. cry a little bit about my friend.
See, I just like the Dawson. He was in the films, filmmaking. I'm like, I can be that guy.
I just love that James is now a resident meme all around the internet.
Yeah. I love
first world problems.
Vanderbeek was here. He comes in for Big Slick all the time.
He was great. We had him on the show.
Very nice.
He was awesome.
Shaylee, over to you. Who is the original lead singer of Van Halen? I was going to just say who was the lead singer of Van Halen, because to me, really, there's only one. But
there was more
than one?
Oh, boy. Well, this is a good start.
Who was the original
lead
singer?
Danielle's like, I'm cleaning up on this one.
Of Van Halen.
Can I go back to the Ashley Simpson question?
There are technically three correct answers, but I'm more specifically, I'm saying the original. You don't know the lead singer of Van Halen?
I mean, was that a no on using a lifeline?
This is real, people. She does not know. Danielle, I'm going to give this to you quickly so that I don't punch Shaylee.
You guys are not going to like me, but I can't. I know we've got the tequila. I can't think of his name.
No,
that's Sammy Hagar. That's right. The second one. The first one is David Lee Roth.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Jen just punched me.
I did not.
Oh, no.
I did not.
No.
No,
she was more of her swipe. I don't know.
Did not. I may have kicked her, but that was under the table.
Wow.
Seriously.
Oh, man.
I always think these are too easy.
Right?
It's kind of like when I ask you a Mean Girls reference and you look at me with a blank stare.
And
that's
what this
feels like.
Shaylee, I'm buying you things. I'm giving you homework.
Like Van Halen 1 and 2.
It hurts.
Well, who's our winner, Jen?
Danielle, one quick more question for you.
Okay.
I'm technically.
Okay. Whoops.
What is Bumble? What is Bumble?
Transformer?
Maybe. I was going for the dating app. Bumble is a dating app. Yeah, this is one where guys, only the girls are allowed to send the first message, I guess. So it kind of puts women in control.
Oh.
I've been married since I was a teenager, so I don't know anything about dating.
Well, the good news is, because Shaylee doesn't know David Lee Roth, I'm giving you tickets to the Tour of Gymnastics Champions at Sprint Center on Friday.
Yay!
Do you have a gymnast in your life?
I have a wannabe gymnast.
Excellent. That's perfect. Have a wonderful time. You've got tickets to go.
Thank you so much.
All right, hold the line, Danielle. By the way, that's the song from the greatest SNL sketch of all time.
Yes.
Schlitz Game.
Saturday Night Live is a television show, Shaylee. It's on Saturday nights at 10:30.
Thanks for the education. So this isn't Van Halen.
No, this is Van Halen.
Oh, it is.
Yes. Time to go back to school.
Which host or which?
No, nothing. No, never mind.
Okay.
Nothing.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Wednesday, the 5th of October. I'm glad that Burke over Worlds of Fun gets the joke.
That was a great tweet.
That was
fantastic.
I'm sure it would be great if I understood it.
Shaylee has never seen anything made or shown or aired before 2005.
Doesn't know who David Lee Roth is.
I mean, now I do.
You know, there was a band named Van Halen. You are aware of that, right?
Okay. I did know that.
I'm surprised that through some millennial way she doesn't know Wolfgang. Like, do you know Wolfie? Is that, you don't know his, no, never mind. It just seems,
this is a foreign language you're talking about here. I have no idea, right?
Jesus, am I speaking Chinese?
But you know what? This is why I love Shaylee, because on October 3rd, I had no idea that was Mean Girls Day. That meant nothing to me. It made no sense. And there were a million people talking about it on Facebook and Twitter that somehow
did
October
you just say
3rd,
on the Facebook?
No, I don't, probably. Kind of like the Drake? No, yeah.
Well, it's kind of like Eric just hit us on the Twitters.
Stop! We like to check the interwebs. That's what
I think you guys do this to me on purpose.
Let's ask you this, Shaylee. Let's see if millennials have different taste buds than we do. We were talking earlier on the show about weird food combinations because
the security guy downstairs this morning told me to try butter coffee. He said you make a really good cup of coffee and then you add a pat of butter to the top and let that melt in.
Oh, that sounds disturbing.
I think it sounds fantastic.
Are we going to try this? Are you going to make a cup of coffee over here and put some butter in it?
Because you add cream. Why wouldn't
we have some Land O'Lakes or something?
Butter.
Because butter. That's right. Why. So I will go check the fridge because I think it sounds fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot of calls on weird food combinations this morning.
What is something that you do?
I do French fries and ice cream.
Mm-hmm. That was brought
that's
up.
That's a good one.
The Wendy's, favorite. Wendy's fries with a frosty.
Or, mm-hmm.
yeah.
Or chips on my sandwiches. Sometimes I'll do that.
I do like that, too. A good
Not
crunch
all the time.
Added in there.
Weird food combos at 5767-102. Let's go here to the phones. Hi, good morning, the show.
Hey, I've got one for you. Talking about the toilet paper deal.
Huh? Sure.
My husband was out hunting with a friend of his. And he pulled out his long johns because it was cold, and they're both of the thighs were cut out. And he goes, "What happened?" He goes, "Well, I was out in the woods, had to go to the bathroom, didn't have any toilet paper, so he cut two pieces out of the thighs of his long johns to take care of business."
Oh, man.
So there you go. Wow, there's a toilet paper one for you.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Thank you much.
Bye.
What?
What just happened?
There's got to be another morning show talking about toilet paper.
Was that something to do with my Frosty? Was there a joke behind that I didn't get?
What's that?
You said weird food, yeah. I was so confused, and I really thought, am I the only one that doesn't know what's happening right now?
This is how I feel all the time.
Toilet paper.
Hi, the show. Good morning. Do you have a weird food combination or a toilet paper story?
Well, I actually have two weird food combinations.
Okay, good.
One is very simple. It's a potato chip sandwich.
Okay.
Just bread and potato chips.
Right.
Oh, that's it. No meat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's actually very good. If you want to throw mayonnaise on there, I mean, by all means, throw the kicker in there.
See, that would be about me, yes.
Now, what chips are you using? Are we talking Doritos, or are we going like Fritos, Lay's, Original?
You take your pick.
Okay.
I'd do them all.
Sure.
I've actually done a Cheeto sandwich before. Yeah. It was very interesting, but if that's all you got in your kitchen, then by all means, eat it.
Hey, sure. You put it together in times of great need. This is when that's it. Necessity is the mother of invention, right?
Okay, and what was the other one?
Absolutely.
What's the other one?
The other one is people think, all my friends think I'm very weird for doing this. I will take a tortilla and either roll it up and dip it in sour cream, or I will take sour cream, spread it on the tortilla, and then roll it up and just eat it with just sour cream on it.
Yeah, no, that's a quesadilla in my house.
Yeah, sure,
that,
right.
That qualifies. You
just minus the cheese.
Right. Yeah, no.
I think it's delicious. I think it tastes great. And all my friends go like, you're the weirdest dude ever for eating just sour cream and a tortilla.
No, that actually sounds normal to me.
Yeah, it sounds amazing, right?
No. I'm down with that.
Oh, all right, awesome. Well, hey, man, thanks for the call. We're going to move on here.
Yep.
Hey, the show, good morning. A weird food combo.
Peanut butter and mayonnaise.
No. No, why would you do that?
It's the best. You got to try it. Everybody thinks it's gross, but it's really good.
Is it with a spoon? You do just...
No, it's a sandwich. You make a sandwich.
Oh, Shaylee is actually gagging right now.
Two things. I don't
know.
No,
really,
you got to
try it. My mom made them when we were little, and it always seemed normal to me. But
I will not.
I'll be trying that.
Every weird combination we've had this morning involved peanut butter, because we had coleslaw, peanut butter, and something else earlier. And
you
banana.
Can cut it with anything.
Yeah.
But mayonnaise is good.
I don't know.
I will not.
I might try the coleslaw. That sounds kind of good.
We're learning new things.
We are.
That's
all right. Thank you much. Hey, the show, weird food combos.
Chocolate toast.
Oh, that sounds all right.
Ooh, like Nutella.
Okay, all right. Chocolate.
You butter the toast. You butter the toast until it's just like liquid butter on top, and then you sprinkle chocolate quick powder all over the toast.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets black, and it gets kind of an oil slick on it, and... it's something that you do when you're like 7 years old and want to watch lots and lots of cartoons and stay awake the whole time.
I'm going to take that one step further and dip it in coffee. What if you took that and you
Or when you're 37 and you just want to act like you're 7. That's all right, too. All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Or how about a pin and a pineapple? That's kind of a weird combo.
You can get this T-shirt now, by the way.
Oh, can you really?
I have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen.
Do we have that call again?
Hey, I've got one for you. talking about the toilet paper deal.
I don't know what that was.
Apple pen. Pineapple pen. Apple pen.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
This all got started when this morning the security guy downstairs told me I needed to try butter coffee. You add a little pat of butter into your coffee, melt it in, and it's amazing.
Well, I mean, so he says. We haven't tried it yet.
I don't think we have any decent butter that hasn't been sitting in that refrigerator since 1982. So I'm not putting that in the coffee and letting that be the judge. I'll go home and
sample.
Since
Skid Rody was walking around the halls here, they've had the same butter.
Back in the days of KY, that's when this butter was here.
I'd be afraid of anything that came out of there. So
exactly.
Anyway. We do have some calls here, some wrap-ups of the weird food combinations, and some last people waiting on hold. We'll go ahead and take theirs now. Hey, good morning, the show.
Good morning. I got a couple of weird ones for you.
Okay.
What are you eating?
Okay. Take a little saucer and put dill pickles and whipped cream and dill pickles and whipped cream and dill pickles and whipped cream.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay, and then the second one is when you're eating potato chips, to make it taste like a hot dog, you put a dot of French's mustard. If you want to taste like a brat, you use the brown mustard.
That doesn't sound bad.
No, you put a dot of mustard on a potato chip, tastes like a hot dog.
Yeah.
Now, with the pickle juice and the whipped cream, are you pregnant during that? With the pickle thing? Is that during a pregnancy, or is that normal?
No, I wasn't pregnant. No, it was just dill pickles and whipped cream on the plate.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, well, I do love pickles, and I drink pickle juice. But
try the potato chips with a dot of mustard.
I can do that. I'm down with
that. If you want to taste like a brat, use the brown mustard.
Nice. All right, we'll give that a shot.
Cool.
All right, thanks for the call. Hey, the show, thanks for holding. You got a weird food combo.
My combo is macaroni and cheese and ketchup.
Oh.
Really?
My dad puts ketchup on everything. Do you put ketchup on your eggs and your potato chips?
I put ketchup on my eggs, yeah.
Yeah.
Does anybody put ketchup in chili?
No.
I do.
That's what I think Danielle makes it that way.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
I found it like the weirdest way possible.
How's
that?
I
was eating and I just happened to have macaroni and cheese and the ketchup had spilled onto my macaroni and cheese and I tasted it and it tasted really good. So I kept it that way ever since.
That's great.
Well, there you go. All right, cool. Hey, the show, Weird Food Combo. Good morning.
Hey, I had an ingredient to go along with the food combos that were mentioned earlier.
Okay.
My mom made us have peanut butter, mayonnaise, and bologna sandwiches when we were growing up.
Mm.
And they were really, really good. I still eat them sometimes today.
Wow. Okay. Peanut butter, mayonnaise, and bologna.
Yes.
Okay.
You should try it.
I guess I can't knock it till I try it.
You know what? I think the next time somebody loses a bet here on the show.
Oh, yes.
There we go.
There you go.
We have found the punishment.
Or should I just say, I'll eat a dang sandwich in a few weeks here.
Do it now.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good day.
Why are you grinning over there?
Because I can't wait to watch you eat this horrific sandwich while you're dancing.
I don't think peanut butter and mayonnaise in any way, shape, or form seems like a good idea.
No, it really doesn't, does it?
Yes.
Would you rather eat that or dance?
Face Your Fear Friday has turned into Fear Factor Friday. Lovely.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It was 20 years ago.
No, it was not.
Yes. I just saw this on Facebook.
This movie came out 20 years ago?
The greatest song of all time. Sorry.
There's no way that.
No, it is right here. 20 years ago today, they unleashed this song and this movie upon the world. That Thing You Do, I'm telling you, it is one of the greatest music movies of all time.
But a guy in a really nice van wants us to sign. I'm signing, you're signing, we're all signing.
Was this not the best song, though?
It's so good.
This will be in your head
all day. Every time you do that
thing you do. It's so good.
Now I'm going to go home and watch that movie.
20 years ago. It's a movie I'll watch every time it's on. You want to know which one I will put on every single time?
Liv Tyler. So pretty.
Watch out, ladies. He's taken.
20 years. Gross.
Okay, where's Shaylee the Millennial? She
exactly.
has no idea what this song is,
no.
does she? There's no clue.
Uh-uh.
She was probably, what, 3, 4 when this came out?
Maybe.
Then?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, people. Do you just not love this movie? The dude that looked like John Mayer?
Yeah.
And Steve Zahn.
And the happy ending. It all ends up. Steve Zahn's the best.
Oh, it was so good.
See, and we were just talking before the break about me being angry and cynical, and this makes me happy.
Right? It's the O'Neaters.
Yes. No, it's sir. It's the Wonders. One.
What? Okay. Well, too bad.
It's the O'Neaters.
This was really at the start of Tom Hanks. Like, really getting into producing movies and stuff. I mean, he was off of Forrest Gump and had a real big run in the 90s. And then started to get in kind of these kind of movies. And
the only time he was safe and not dying in a plane crash. Or
it's true. I have expected for one moment Tom Hanks to get into a plane with the Big Bopper
right.
and Richie Valens. I'm like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. 20 years of That Thing You Do. Unbelievable.
This show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.